Hello friends, this is part two of my three-part series in partnership with Old Mutual and the Singularity U South Africa Summit. I'm Mike Stopforth and this is The One-Eyed Man, a show where I talk to talented people doing meaningful work at the intersections of leadership, technology and impact. Thanks to those of you who are return listeners and of course if you're here for the first time, a big welcome from my side. My guest today is Nobosuthu Ndlovu, who is currently the Director of SMEs at Old Mutual. Being an extremely successful and passionate entrepreneur in her own right, Suthu Ndlovu is plugged into the reality of what it means to start and grow a successful business in the South African context. This insight is the foundation for her commitment to positioning Old Mutual and one of its more exciting projects, SME Go, as the one-stop-shop partner for aspiring and ambitious entrepreneurs looking to scale up through those tough early years. Yes, those tough early years. I would not want to play chess against Suthu. Her knack for strategic thinking and systematic efficiency would almost certainly send me packing. But if you want to find out how she's applied these skills to the SME Go platform, listen on. I hope you enjoy the show. Suthu, thank you so much for taking time out of your diary. I know you are extremely busy on any normal day, but today even more so. To start and jump right into the topic, I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you found yourself in the wide world of banking, especially journeying to the corporate world from the perspective of an entrepreneur. You were obviously wildly successful as an entrepreneur. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that story from your side.
Sure. So my journey is a journey of similar to a tale of two cities. It's a tale of two worlds where I was working in corporate and at the same time running my own business. And how that actually started off was I completed an information systems degree at UCT and then went into the working world, working specifically in technology from developer, coder, all the way through to project manager and through the full spectrum of an IT career path. And somewhere on that journey, I realized that actually, I don't think that this is a path that I want to pursue to the highest level. And so I'd actually want to deviate and look at something slightly different. And that's how I then ended up doing I thought, let me go and do a business degree through Gibbs. And through that journey, the original reason was for me to deviate out of technology. But what I ended up doing, well, I did sort of deviate out, but I do come full circle and I'll touch on that a bit later. I deviated out into coming out of that course and realizing that I actually want to start my own business. And that is what I did. And that was about 14 years ago at the tender age of 27. And I say tender because at that age, it obviously didn't feel so tender. It felt like what I was starting was going to be, you know, my life forever from that point onwards. And so I started a clothing retail business with the intention of really delivering a proposition to South Africans of South African designer wear that was sophisticated and affordable to the female consumer that wanted to look good and at the same time and not pay a crazy price. And on the other side for designers, the intention was to almost become a business manager, for lack of a better term, but really commercialize their creative products. And that manifested through a physical store where we had South African designers. And fast forward, by 2019, we had about six outlets in Johannesburg, Maponya Mall, Menlyn, Greenstone, The Glen, and Rosebank, to name a few. And that really was my journey, rather, into what it really, really means to be an entrepreneur. And so I did it all, from the world of looking for funding to the world of employing staff to the world of being taken to the CCMA to engaging with designers and seeing designers grow all the way through to them opening their own stores and being wildly successful and having a deep appreciation of what it means to run a business in the South African context. And that's really what brings me here in this particular journey at Old Mutual, really doing, and I think I'm super lucky to be doing a job where I get to apply knowledge that I've learned quite deeply in the 14 years of being an entrepreneur and applying that to how we as Old Mutual now show up in this entrepreneurship space.
I mean, it's a remarkable perspective that you hold because, you know, being successful as an entrepreneur is hard. Being successful in the corporate world is hard. Doing them simultaneously is extraordinarily hard. And you've not just done that well, but you've done that sustainably. And I guess what that provides you with is this really interesting ability to occupy both the mind of your audience as the director of SMEs at Old Mutual, but also to keep in mind, you know, the best interests of the institution, what you are able to do and what you are realistically positioned to provide that audience with. So in your mind, you know, when we talk about the unique challenge of entrepreneurship in a context that is as complicated and diverse as South Africa is, how are you trying to answer those very unique challenges that most entrepreneurs have, especially in the early stages of their journey? And what would you identify as being the predominant speed bumps that they face as they set out to fulfill their dreams as business owners?
Sure. So I think the biggest challenge can be put in three buckets, right? The first is not only getting funding. So there's a lot of funding in South Africa.
Sure. Access to capital, yeah.
There is capital. However, yep, getting approval for that capital is a whole other story. And that is, yes, a big, big challenge that entrepreneurs face. And personally, something that I experienced in my journey, I had a preconceived idea that I have worked in corporate South Africa. I have got a decent education, mm-hmm, and I've started a business. So surely I should be able to get funding based on those credentials and the business is up and running. But it really wasn't as easy as that sounds, right? Because there's so many elements that contribute to you getting approved for funding that I think to your question around blind spots and barriers and hurdles that entrepreneurs are not necessarily prepared for and don't necessarily expect, even, yeah, the most bright of people with the highest intentions, right? So that's the first aspect, right? Getting approved for funding, and I'll unpack a little bit more in terms of what we're doing in relation to that to alleviate that challenge. And then the second challenge is growing your product, your market rather. And what I mean by that is, you know, every business is selling either a product or a service at first principle, mm-hmm, level. And for you to scale your business, you either need to grow your market or grow the value that your market currently consumes of your product. And that in and of itself is quite a journey. And
sure,
to give an example, in my personal capacity, you know, we were selling to clients individually through our brand, and we got a great break through the Foschini Group in 2019. We were able to supply Foschini as a store within a store. Now that was a game changer, and that happened just before COVID. And you know, obviously the timing of COVID in particular was not great. But that's where I learned my lesson. But prior to COVID happening, that was an inflection point for my business. What I learned from that journey was just how not so easy it is to get into a large corporate. And that's actually quite a big thing for businesses, right? You know, if you partner with a large corporate, it's a big break. Or if you're able to access a very large base of customers that is not in a saturated space. And
yes,
for example, how do we help businesses grow from having 500 customers to 5,000 customers? That in and of itself is a step change in terms of where your business can grow in terms of 500 versus 5,000. And then the third bucket is just around efficiencies. So there's an interesting stat that I came across that actually says, you know, a lot of businesses, only 34% of the businesses that exist in South Africa actually employ other people. So we've got like about a 66% odd ratio of businesses that are basically sole proprietors.
And that is not,
that is not by choice per se, in my opinion, not necessarily in fact, but because business owners are finding themselves having to be all and the do all of their business because the cash flow doesn't allow for you to necessarily hire somebody that comes into your business to do some of the things that are required, right? And so therein lies an efficiency challenge, right? Where business owners in particular are spending 70% of their time on baseline admin activities, back office activities, which by the way, you have to do. You can't be too big to not do them, right? I.e. HR and legal, you need to sort those things out in your business. But that's taking up 70% of the time and only 30% of the time in actually growing the business. And really that almost speaks. So this third bucket is around the issue around time and the issue around efficiencies in a business being a big, big challenge for businesses, and what then leads to then the challenge of businesses being able to grow. And we see that a lot of businesses between year two and three, that's when they actually bail out and either close down or things are folding, because in year two or three, your product is sort of established. Now you're commercializing, and in the commercialization stage, you need to ramp up in terms of your customers, which means your operations also needs to increase. And therein lies the challenge from a cash flow challenges perspective. So really from an Old Mutual perspective, what we are trying to do is to actually solve for those pain points / challenges in those three buckets, and it's funding, access to market, and business efficiencies.
There's a sense that there's an entrepreneurial paradox in play in South Africa, an SME paradox, if you like, where almost everybody agrees on how important it is to nurture and grow small businesses, to support small businesses, not just as an economic pillar, but as a job creation pillar as well. I suppose those are obviously highly correlated. But at the same time, and especially in terms of the three buckets that you're talking about, access to capital can be extremely difficult. As you said, there is capital, but qualifying for that capital, getting approval for that capital can be really hard. The access to market piece, you know, trying to partner with distribution or channels or bigger entities, often we get a sense as SMEs that we're being used as cannon fodder or expendable partnerships in the interest of growing those larger entities. And then finally, of course, your point about efficiencies. And sometimes SMEs almost get preyed upon there because somebody's trying to flog out a financial software that's going to magically silver bullet solve all of your operational issues as a business. And we realize very quickly as entrepreneurs that actually technology is not an antibiotic. It's an amplifier, right? It makes the problems worse. And now we've got more operational issues to deal with. So I imagine that you look at those three buckets and the role that Old Mutual plays as a quite nuanced product and service offering in each of those categories. So how are you innovating to answer those in a way that the financial services industry typically has struggled to do? Where is the innovation for you?
I think the first starting point is it was helpful of my boss to hire me, and not to self speak about myself, but myself as a person that actually run a business in this context. So, you know, 14 years, I just say, I almost look at that as, let's multiply 14 times 12. That's the number of months I actually was running a business. So, you know, having had that experience, I was able to come in and really be able to work on a proposition that truly solves for the pain points. Because in as much as I've been an entrepreneur, I've also worked in other financial services, particularly the large banks of South Africa. And I've also seen how some of the large banks have tried to show up in the SME space and failed dismally, not from a lack of trying, but really from a perspective of, are we truly solving the main pain point, right? And so how we're showing up from an Old Mutual perspective is starting at the point that says, for you to get approved for funding, right, what are the requirements most of the time? First of all, it's not most of the time, at a bare minimum, your business ideally needs to be profitable. It needs to illustrate growth opportunities, and you need to show that you are solvent effectively on your balance sheets, right? So if we take those three buckets, we are first answering the how do we help you become efficient in running your business operations. We've created, actually, for all three buckets, we've created a holistic proposition that is called SME Go. And effectively, holistic proposition really aims to enable businesses to run to run and to grow their businesses with the intention of growing their profitability. And so how that really manifests is, we've said, if you take the business operations side of things, business operations is your HR, your legal, invoicing, your quoting, your managing your payments being received, your managing of your customers, statement of account, etc. All of those elements are business operations that should be made easier. Now, I personally remember when I was running a business, I had about 3 to 4 systems that were doing all of those things, including Excel. So there was time. I needed to log in. I need to understand those systems. I needed to collate. I needed to analyze. So we're saying, first of all, we're killing the need for you to have all of those systems, including financial management, where you get a profit and loss and balance sheet. You have everything all in one place. Let me take you through the journey. You sell a product to a customer, Mike. It's Mike PTY, and you're offering consulting services to a large corporate. So you'd quote, you'd invoice, you would then receive the corresponding payment because you'd have access, you link your bank account. You would then be able to send a statement of account, send payment reminders to those clients that don't necessarily pay on time or that have forgotten because they make so many payments. You're then also able to see, where is my profit and loss? What does my balance sheet look like? So that when you're then applying for funding, that's a very easy journey. And then quite importantly as well, from a business operations perspective, you've got staff members. Those staff members need payslips. Those staff members need to apply for leave. They need to log timesheets. Where do you go? You have another system? No, it's all available on SME Go. The other element around legal capabilities, right? So, you know, I remember it's just an ad break in my personal, in my business. I went on an expedition, I call it, to the United States to explore what would it take to actually get to start a business there. And the person that I met there said to me, in America, you need an accountant and a lawyer to start your business. And I think here in South Africa, we underestimate the legal aspect of things. And that speaks to just even with your employees, a basic legal contract or service provider or suppliers, NDAs, SLAs. So we've created a legal capability that provides all the stock standard legal documents that you need to run your business. We're enabling you to be able to manage and track who signed, who hasn't signed, and most importantly, storage of those. So really, business operations is all encompassing of your HR, of your legal, of, and of course, how could I forget, tax, the big one that everyone must comply with, right?
As soon as you
a certain threshold. So we've also enabled an ability for you, based on all of your submissions on the platform, for you to be able to submit your VAT returns. So all of that, Mike, that I've just articulated, typically takes a business owner a couple of hours, which they really cannot afford to be spending on that type of admin, but it's got to be done, right? So we're decreasing the time that you're needing to spend on all of those activities by enabling them on one platform. And then the second way that we're answering, or the second bucket that we're answering, is the marketplace, right? Now, the marketplace solves for how do we help businesses increase that sale of their products or sale of their services. And we're starting off with two elements. We are enabling B2B marketplace. So how do yourself as Mike PTY sell to Tembisa PTY? And, you know, you may have... Tembisa may have a solar business and you may have a financial advisory business. And actually, there's an opportunity to cross-sell in that regard with each other.
And Sutu, that's on the SME Go platform as well. The marketplace is embedded inside it. Okay.
It's embedded inside. So that's selling to other businesses. And then my personal favorite is being able to sell to a large corporate. So how does a business actually gain access? You know, the story that I told you of getting into the Foschini Group, what we're trying to do there is break down the barriers of accessing large corporates. It shouldn't be, I mean, in my personal business to share, it was because I got there because I knew somebody who knew somebody. Obviously, by the time I presented, I had to present a very solid business case, but actually accessing the decision maker on the other side was quite a journey. And so we want to break down that barrier. And so that's what the marketplace on SME Go does. And so if we take the two, the marketplace contributes to the sales side of things, the business efficiency and operations decreases your expenses, and that inevitably should actually increase your net profit. And that then speaks to the funding side of things. So when I started the conversation, I said, we want to solve for not help you get access to funding, but help you get approved for funding.
Gotcha.
So for you to get approved for funding, your net profit has to be consistently in the positive. Your balance sheet needs to be consistently in the positive. So if we work backwards in terms of the marketplace and the business efficiencies, that contributes to you getting approved for funding. Then the second aspect that we've enabled there is that we've provided different types of funding solutions that actually tailored to where a business is. So some businesses, they're already supplying large corporates or other businesses and they receive purchase orders. So there's something called purchase order funding that actually takes that purchase order and uses that as a metric to actually decide whether...
Almost like a bridge finance. Yeah.
Correct. correct. Yeah. Or we've got invoice discounting, where we take your invoices, and some invoices are going to be paid in 30 days or in 60 days, and we give you funding on the back of that. And then, of course, we've got merchant cash advances, which takes your terminal machine and your sales that you're getting on a daily basis and uses that income coming in as a metric to determine the value of lending that you get and the rate at which you will then repay the lending. So all of these three elements, we're solving them very differently in an attempt to actually enable businesses to really grow their top line and become highly profitable. And end state is really for us to build and enable rather businesses of the future to become large corporates and to really help solve the employment challenges that we're seeing in South Africa, moving employment from 34% to potentially 1%.
It's a very exciting dream, Suthi. And I can't help but want to go back to the point you made around lowering the barriers to corporate access, right? To the types of clients that every small business owner dreams of having. And you mentioned the anecdote of knowing a person who knows a person who knows a person. Really, my story is very similar in that I've been extremely privileged to have access to networks where, you know, a phone call can open a door that I would never have been able to open via traditional steps. And so what I'd love to hear a little bit more about is that particular part of the, how are you rallying together corporate partners and what does that access look like and how do they connect with those business owners? If you could give me a bit of a better insight into that, I'm sure listeners' ears pricked up around that opportunity. So it would be great to hear a little bit more about that. Yeah.
Sure. So, you know, in my experience, I remember my colleague at Foschini saying to me, you know, we really want to do business with small and medium businesses. But our biggest challenge is, can they supply the quantum that we need? Can they supply at the quality that we need? And not a bank, so we can't help them financially, right?
Sure.
And for me, Foschini said, look, we've got 143 stores. Have a party. And that obviously needs capital. So the lesson that I learned from there is then from how that's translated into SME Go is to say, first of all, I know large corporates want to do business with SMEs. I want to just clarify that for any business owner that thinks large corporates don't, they actually do. There are people in jobs called procurement executives whose job and sole purpose and intention is to procure
source
local partners. So the intention is there. So when you, to answer the question from a first part perspective, is that, is there an intention? Is there a willingness from large corporates? Absolutely. And so we're seeing SME Go as the platform to work with other large corporates to be able to then acquire businesses that they can potentially do business with. And so what that actually then looks like is then to say, for every business, so we're starting with Old Mutual, there is something called due diligence or basic requirements that we need. And so that by the time you start deciding, oh, I want to supply Old Mutual, you don't first have to go through a whole lot of conversations only to find out that actually I need a CIPC document, I need my tax clearance. So we are providing from each and every single large corporate, what are the bare minimums that are actually required for you to supply us? Okay, so that's the first aspect. Is providing people with that knowledge, because we want to decrease the barriers. And then the second aspect is then to provide exposure in terms of what are the types of RFPs or jobs that are available that Old Mutual in particular is looking at. And that will then enable businesses to be able to say, okay, I get a sense. Even if your business may not qualify at that point in time or may not be there, you can then start to spot the opportunities in terms of, okay, what does an Old Mutual need?
You're in the pipeline,
Yeah. How can I position my business, or how can I pivot my business, or how can I create adjacencies in my business? So that's really also the intention. And the third aspect, which we're not there yet, but we're certainly going to get there, is to match, right? Where we match and review. So a large corporate will give reviews in terms of how they've seen a business perform. And then the system will then, if let's say ShopRite comes through, who's also one of our partners, we're chatting, we're in conversations with other large corporates that I can't name at the moment in terms of coming onto this marketplace for the purpose of sourcing businesses that will fit the qualifying criteria that they're actually looking for, and to enable and facilitate that sales process between a small and medium enterprise and a large corporate.
I mean, that sounds incredible. And I think it's something that many people have had a vision to do. And I love your point around not getting lost in the assumption that there is not the intention or the will to create these opportunities to facilitate these connections. It sometimes feels that way to the entrepreneur, like the forces are working against you. But, you know, it's sometimes just a function of administration, bureaucracy, as you said, unnecessary layers of red tape. And what you're doing here really smartly and really innovatively is stripping away some of that admin using great technology to connect the dots better, which is wonderful to hear. And thank you for that. That's super inspiring. I wanted to get onto that point because, I mean, after all, we're chatting because Old Mutual is heavily invested in the success of the Singularity U Summit. And this is a summit that is there to inspire us to the borderlands of what's possible in technology and AI and data and analytics and intelligence. What trends or technologies or ideas are most inspiring and interesting to you when it comes to the future of platforms like SME Go and the future of the relationship between corporates and SMEs here in South Africa? What's really getting you excited at the moment?
In my business, I had at a certain point in time, 15 designers. Those 15 designers on average employed at least 10 people. And that's what it takes to create two lines.
Wow.
That's 150 jobs, right? Yeah. And then not even including the staff members in my stores, right? And that's not even including the systems that I used, some of which were local, right? So when I think of the multiplier effect of what do 1,000 businesses who actually create 150 jobs do for us as a country? I mean, Mike, we're all here, right? We know this is the best place to be, right? We've got some contraceptives in the form of crime and unemployment, right? And for me, what really, 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 really excites me is the opportunity of being able to be part of solving the unemployment challenge by enabling the people that are brave enough to go at it and to really create a platform that makes it a lot easier. It's not dead easy. My colleague said I mustn't use the word easy. Let me try to reverse that word. Make it a lot more doable.
Yes.
And enable businesses to focus on the thing that really drives innovation and growth. So that's really what excites me and gets me up in the morning. The other thing that I'm super excited about is we are working with a digital solution, right, in terms of SME Go. Data is the new gold. And what we are learning about entrepreneurs, I mean, to give you a very simple example, we've had SME Go. It's been live for almost 2 years now. I'll say 2 years in terms of in the making, but our MVP sort of landed in March this year. And over time, we haven't really done a lot of above the line marketing because we've really been cooking the solution to get it nice and ripe and ready for the market, and which will start probably next year, but early next year. In that time, we have about 14,000 businesses to date that have registered on the platform.
Amazing.
And have our solutions. And that just for me tells me certainly that there's a massive need for a platform that is all encompassing. Secondly, yeah. One of our other data points is that we have about 40 billion rands worth of invoices that have been created on the system. That actually tells me this SME market is cooking, and yeah. I'm happy. So what makes me like wake up is we are not sleeping on this at Old Mutual. And that's the work that myself and my colleagues are particularly focusing on how do we enable and actually amplify this market that is really, really, really active through the use of technology and data. And most importantly, it would be a miss for me not to mention our funding partner, Preference Capital, who we've partnered with, who particularly offers this differentiated type of funding in the form of merchant cash advances, purchase order finance, supply chain finance, which you don't necessarily get in your typical financial institutions. So just that combination of us showing up very differently, you'll notice I didn't even talk about insurance in this entire conversation. And I'm in an insurance business because the business, as Old Mutual has appreciated, actually, what is the baseline in terms of what entrepreneurs and business owners are actually needing? It's those three elements, the funding, access to market, and the business operations. And let's solve for those first, because if those businesses are successful, then they can consume our insurance products.
Yeah. Sure, that's stunning. And talk about proper impact as well. Suti, you've been so generous with your time, and thank you so much. I think just as a parting thought, as a hybrid entrepreneur and corporate leader, I imagine there might be people listening to this right now that are feeling like they're wading through the sludge of complexity, you know, trying to do good work, trying to have an impact, trying to create jobs, and feeling like there are forces working against them. I'm sure you had moments like that in your career. I wonder what words of advice you might have for those people who need a little bit of inspiration at the moment and feel like they're working against the tide.
I'd say, first of all, it's part of the playbook. Don't let it get to your head. Stay focused on what you're doing. You, as a person that has decided to actually get into business, that's flipping phenomenal. It's easier for those of us that are sitting in corporate and getting a consistent salary on the 25th of every month. But you are taking a bold move, and bold moves never go unpaid. And I'd say you gotta stay the course and stay focused on what your true why, your true north and why in terms of what you're doing. And like hang in there. That's why people like myself are doing the job that I'm doing, with the background that I have, to really make life a lot easier, for people that are going into business. So I'd say in parting, my light ad is that log on to smego.co.za. It's also available on the web. Check out our solutions as it relates to funding, as it relates to business operations, and our marketplace. And potentially it may be a game changer in your business. But the hard part is part of the playbook.
Suti Ndlovu, Director of SMEs at Old Mutual, your wisdom and experience and the stories of your own journey have been a real gift. I thank you so much. Please enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.